Well, here it is again, 6 a.m., Friday, May 8th, 2015. This is John Mackey, Give Me Credit, Master Credit Solutions, and U.S. Credit Project. Here is your news. One of the ways a debt collector follows you and knows what's going on is they pull your credit report. Now, how can they do that? Under what authority do they have to pull your credit report? The answer lies in the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Now, there are a number of different businesses and agencies that see your credit report without your explicit consent. A potential landlord, a car insurance company drawing up a quote, a lender looking to pre-authorize you for a credit card, or debt collectors. Collection agencies will often scan your report for contact information, such as a new phone number or address, recent activity in your credit accounts, or information that will help the collector decide whether you'll be able to pay what you owe. The number of yearly apartment evictions in 2014 reached the lowest level in 5 years, according to a new analysis by TransUnion. Approximately 3.41 million evictions were recorded by TransUnion in 2014, slightly below the 3.43 million evictions recorded in 2009. Now, here are the following number of eviction records per year. These numbers are in millions. In 2008, it was 2.6 million. 2009, 3.4. 2010, 3.8. 2011, 3.9. 2012, 3.7. 2013, 3.5. And 2014, 3.4. The average eviction amount remained steady in 2014, rising slightly from $1,685 in 2013 to $1,698 at the close of 2014. Low credit scores may mean higher homeowners insurance rates. Now, this is from the Washington Post, and it talks about the District of Columbia and Virginia, but it applies to other states. Not all states. As, for example, Maryland won't allow credit checks for insurance. Now, it is widely known that your credit score is a major factor in determining whether you will receive a loan to purchase a home and at the rate of interest you will pay on that loan. According to David Vidmar, an insurance agent with State Farm in Maryland, credit is the best predictor of your making a claim. If you don't have money to pay your bills, how likely are you to pay your deductible or file small claims? According to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, most insurance companies judge us by our credit-based insurance scores. A record of late payments on a credit card or auto loan can increase the amount you pay in homeowners and auto insurance premiums. You could also be denied insurance completely. Now, according to FICO, that's the Fair Isaac Corporation, the one that does the credit scoring, about 85% of insurers use credit-based insurance scores, but the scores can only be used in states where it is legally allowed. The Hard Rock Hotel Casino in Las Vegas confirmed credit and debit card data belonging to its customers were exposed over a six-month period ending last month. In a statement, the resort property just east of the Las Vegas Strip said a hacking attack may have affected customers' names, card numbers, and CVV codes, but not PIN numbers. The attack appeared to have been tied to transactions made between September 3, 2014 and April 2nd at restaurants, bars, and retail locations on the property. The resort urged people who made transactions at the property to review credit and debit card statements and to report any suspicious activities to their banks. The Hard Rock is offering assistance in the form of complimentary fraud and an identity protection to affected customers. You can get more information on obtaining the protection services at www.hardrockhotel.com. A recent survey by Bankrate.com found that more than 1 in 3 Americans have never checked any of their credit reports. Well, here's some good news. America's credit scoring is getting better. Credit quality across the U.S. is getting better. Northerners have vastly better credit scores than Southerners, but In both places, the picture is getting better, little by little. And the credit economy as a whole, which shrunk between 2007 and 2012, is finally coming back. And the results show that broadly, this is a sign of the U.S. economy and the U.S. consumer is getting back on track. According to the data, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Jersey have the best credit scores. Greater than 59% of them have an Equifax score of greater than 720. People in the Deep South, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Florida, and so forth, 44% of the people have a score less than 720. Wells Fargo Bank employees, driven by strict sales pressure, issued unwanted credit cards and opened unauthorized accounts to charge consumers fees and damage their credit, according to a lawsuit filed by the City of Los Angeles. The civil complaint filed Monday contends the largest California-based bank violated state and federal laws by misusing confidential information and failing to notify customers when personal information was breached. In its push for growth, Wells Fargo often elevated its profits over the legal rights of the customers. The bank has blamed the problems on a few rogue employees who have been disciplined or fired and said it would defend itself. The city's investigation found only token efforts to prevent wrongdoing, according to court papers. According to a cybersecurity firm, TrustWave, 90% of credit card readers currently use the same password. The passcode set by default on credit card machines since 1990 is easily found with a quick Google search and has been exposed for so long there's no sense in trying to hide it. With that, an attacker can gain complete control of a store's credit card readers, potentially allowing them to hack into the machines and steal customers' payment data. Think the Target and the Home Depot hacks all over again. No wonder big retailers keep losing your credit card data to hackers. Security is a joke. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, more than 26 million consumers are effectively credit invisible because they have no credit record, and another 19 million are unscored because they have an insufficient or stale credit history, according to a report released Tuesday. The study was part of the agency's ongoing efforts to examine the flaws in the credit reporting industry, but it was unclear how the new information will be used by the CFPB. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.